Locker room chats continuing here tonight on at KNZA 103.9 FM as we're on to Sabetha. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. We're joined now by Blue Jays girls basketball coach. That is Nate Bauman. And coach, you know, 8 games in, 4 wins and 4 losses. It's certainly been an up and down ride here as we're coming up on the halfway point. Before we kind of dive into the most recent games, just what's the feeling like as we sit here at 4-4?
I think it's been a good year for us. I think we're developing and improving all the time, every game. I told the girls the other night after a close Holton game that I felt like that's how every game's going to be this year in the Big 7. I don't think we're going to blow many teams out. I don't think many of them are going to blow us out. It's all going to be close and down to the wire, and that's kind of proven to be the case with our league schedule so far, for sure. So, we just have to be ready for that kind of intensity and that kind of focus for 32 minutes every night.
Yeah, you mentioned the Holton game on Friday, that first one out of the break. Wildcats able to win that one 45-42, but then you turn around on Tuesday. Always a tough place to play when you go to Hiawatha, but you bounce back, you get a close win, 38-36. Kind of take us through that one on Tuesday night with your team able to pull that one out.
Yeah, it was really a big win for us. We got out to a good start, had a 5-point lead at half, and then, like I told the girls at halftime there, Hiawatha is such a good three-point shooting team that that's only going to take a couple shots for them to catch up. So we got to be locked in still. And they did hit those shots in the third quarter. They got pretty hot, took a lead. So I was really proud and pleased to see us just fight back and battle through and come up with the victory. We had some girls step up that hadn't stepped up as much in the past yet. Jessica Gruber had 16 points. Penn Batchelor hit 2 big threes in the fourth quarter. It was really big for us. And then we knocked down some free throws late to keep it away. We did some different things strategy wise at the end to try to keep them out of rhythm with some fouling and things. And then our girls executed that really well also. So just really pleased to get that win.
Your last 3 games, and that goes back to the final game in December before the break. It was a 2-point loss to Nemaha Central. Come out of the break, a 3-point loss to Holton, and then the 2-point win on a Tuesday night against Hiawatha, playing in close games and a lot of them this year. How important is that when we get to the latter portions of February, just having that kind of mental grind and mental attitude playing in a lot of close games, and certainly could help come sub-state time?
Great experience for us. We try to do situationals in practice and to try to simulate some of those things, but they certainly aren't as effective as having to do them in real game time with the adrenaline pumping and crowd and everything going on. So, I think we've had a lot of those games already, and I think probably in the ones that we haven't come out on top with, we've maybe forced some things that we're trying so hard to do right and to make the play to help us get over the top that we end up maybe hurting ourselves there a little bit. And I thought last night was a great example. Mary Lukert's a great example of that. She only had 5 points last night, by far her lowest scoring game of the season, but 9 assists, 5 steals. Taking care of the ball, needing to get us into offense against Hiawatha's pressure, and just did a great job of not forcing those things and finding the open player. So that's really been that's the kind of improvement we want to see. And heading into tournament week and then sub-state later in the year, those are the kind of things that are going to pay off for us at the end.
Burlington tournament coming up next week, but a final tune-up in league play. You go to Perry-Lecompton on Friday. The Cause playing some better basketball. They've won 2 of their last 3, coming off a win against Holton 30-22 on Tuesday night. They sit at 4-4. What is kind of the standout with this Perry-Lecompton team and the expectations for the game on Friday?
Yeah, they've got some good athletes, some length. They're physical. Coach does a good job with them down there as well, and they're playing better. You know, it's one of those things, like I mentioned earlier, they can beat anybody. And like most teams in the league, anybody can beat them probably. That's kind of the way it's shown. And so, they beat Royal Valley right before break. They beat Holton last night. We know those are both good teams as well. So it's going to be a challenge like every night. We're going to have to go down there, long trip, and make sure we're locked in and focused, not looking ahead to Burlington week or anything. Making sure we take care of business down there.
It's about the girls basketball coach Nate Bauman joining us. His squad going to Perry-Lecompton on Friday. Final tune-up before they begin mid-season tournament action at the Burlington Invitational coming up next week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon.